Concern that Europeans are shunning the vaccine against the H1N1 virus was raised this week by the European Society of Clinical Microbiology and Infectious Diseases. The Swiss-based nonprofit says that as European countries roll out their vaccine campaigns, they face opposition from anti-vaccine lobbyists. It says some of these groups are deliberately spreading misinformation. Giuseppe Cornaglia is the society's former president.
We have strong bodies of evidence from most countries of Europe in which many people, including doctors and public health professionals, are not taking flu and are disseminating doubts about the validity of the vaccination. They are worried by the possible side effects according to what they listen from friends or from internet, because there is no official source, of course, and they claim that all in all, the need for vaccination is not so great to afford these risks.
In France, where a government vaccine campaign kicked off in public schools on Wednesday, a recent survey found only 21% of French said they planned on getting vaccinated. European skepticism about the vaccine comes as the Stockholm-based European Center for Disease Control and Prevention reports the number of deaths in Europe due to the H1N1 virus has been doubling every 2 weeks since mid-October. Altogether, the center says about 670 deaths have been reported in Europe since April. Cornaglia of the Microbiology Society says doctors and health authorities need to campaign more strongly to get the right information out about the vaccines.
If the authorities cannot convince the doctors and in turn doctors do not advise their own patients, the battle is lost because, of course, the transmission is not efficient. The problem is that possibly the information has not been efficient enough.
If the vaccine campaign fails to take off in Europe, the society says, the swine flu pandemic may spread even more widely and cause more deaths, particularly among children and young adults. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.